Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Hi, Sandy sluts.
No, I missed that. I did truly miss it. I did.
Beach broads, Sandy sluts.
Man, another like wild episode.
Much better than a Monday night's episode, yeah, in terms of drama.
I felt like Monday's episode was definitely like they needed a lead-in. So far, every single episode has been crazy. So yesterday's was a little more like...
Still enjoyed.
No complaints. I mean, especially JPJ and Tayshia's moment, even though now I'm having a full-blown panic attack after seeing previews for the next week's episode.
My God, where is Tayshia? I almost paused it to check at the rose ceremony if she was even still there.
I had completely forgotten about the scene of JPJ sticking his hands up the butt of the twin Haley, rubbing all the suntan lotion in and saying like, sorry, mom. And then, yeah.
Well, also, okay, so we were chatting about this before, and my theory is that in the clip, it looks like John Paul Jones and Derek are fighting, and I believe John Paul Jones is saying something about, like, people questioning my character.
Yeah, don't insult my intelligence, Derek.
And Derek is like, I think that Derek is, like, defending Tayshia because it looks like John Paul Jones is going to get his player on.
Yes, so maybe they're not even – maybe Derek and Tayshia aren't even interested in each other. Maybe Derek's not trying to steal Tayshia. And honestly, Becca and I did agree that if JPJ does Tayshia dirty, we love Tayshia at this point so much.
Oh, yeah.
That we're willing to sacrifice.
I will lay down my love for John Paul Jones feet of my love for Tayshia, and I will stand.
And I do have – even more now, passionate love for Derek. Oh my God. Yeah.
I know. So me and Jess were briefly talking about it earlier, and we never expected that some of our favorites of the season would be Derek and Tayshia.
It is not what we thought going in, that's for sure. Like, oh my God, you know, everyone's thinking, like, we're seeing Hannah G, we're seeing Dylan, like, they're sweet, they're cute, whatever, but, like, our favorites are two people that we just were not expecting.
Came totally out of left field.
And every week, I like them more and more, both of them.
Me too.
Wow.
It
can change swiftly, but thank you, Paradise, for this opportunity that we get to know a few people better. That's the thing. That was the thing from the start. We were like, Paradise, are you going to change our minds about Kaylin? Are you going to change, you know?
So far, no.
So far, no. Even though I will say, yeah, I have the same feelings about her like I used to, but I also, like, am just not as bothered by her as I used to be.
I'm not. Like, it's not like one of those things where she comes on the screen, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
But there's definitely just, for me, so many red flags.
No, major red flags. I think before it was like she was throwing some of my favorite people in Colton's season under the bus, so I was like very aggro. And this time it's kind of like, well, the people that she's...
I kind of feel sad for her, you need some help.
I know. Before we dive in, I do want to quick touch base on this because some broads have been messaging us about this.
About what?
So apparently Colton was recently on This American Life podcast, which...
Why the fuck? I'm so jealous. How do I get on This American Life? What the fuck? Colton has never listened to NPR in his life. This is disrespectful.
You're like, NPR is literally in my veins, and this guy.
Like, the first podcast I ever listened to was Radiolab, a different NPR show. Yes. But, like, that's how I first got hooked on podcasts, like, 10 years ago.
Well, you know, Mr. Bleach Blonde himself is on This American
Stop
Life.
His hair. Y'all, Jess and I cannot handle the hair.
We can't handle the hair. Like, Colton, he's come over to the dark side. Welcome to LA, buddy.
Like,
he's
are you gone Anderson Cooper? LA. Are you like a are you a EDM DJ? Like, what's happening?
Oh, that's what he looks like. He looks like, right? He's like, maybe Diplo and I can start hanging soon.
Totally. Yeah. I think that's what he's going for.
My hair even glows in the dark.
Perfect for a blacklight party.
But I have not listened to the episode because I just...
I can't... I'm going
to I know. I'm going to have to listen
home.
To it.
I can't wait.
But apparently he gets more into the whole fence jump thing and all this. And he says... He brings up the situation with Hannah and Cassie and why the producers on the show did not like him. Because apparently the producers make them rank the girls like at the top or every
Whoa,
week.
Whoa, he's really giving away secrets. I don't think he can say this.
I'm like, why won't he come on our fucking show? What else are you going to blow? Were you saving it for This American Life? I mean, I get it.
Wait, so he says they have to rank
them? So they have to rank them. So he... Week one ranked Hannah as number one, and his like strategical tactic was that he was going to keep Hannah as number one, so the producers would kind of like give him and Cassie the space.
What?
Yeah, there was something about he wanted like the freedom to not have everything like on display with Cassie. Okay. So that's why
I feel like he's thinking he's being all smart, and I feel like they probably like knew exactly what was, maybe not. I don't know.
I had heard that they didn't. I had heard that that's why they really like had a problem with Colton, and then all of a sudden, like, remember on After the Final Rose, they were so shady with him. Like, he came in as like the favorite producer bachelor.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
He was giving them everything they wanted. All of us thought that. We were all like, oh my God, Colton, like, he literally will do anything the producers ask him to do. And apparently the whole time, Mr. Sneak had his hand in like other pots and was figuring that out, which is again why Hannah G was so blindsided.
That's insane.
Because like the producers were making her feel, because they thought she was his number one.
But they always do that too, though. They'll make everyone think that.
Oh, really? That
yeah,
they're like
oh,
you're
the way
his girl,
dude. Yes, they'll yes. Go, they go. The way he looks at you, I have never seen him in love with
but
her.
Like, that. But Ari was like that with you.
Stop. You're making me flush. Oh my God. Stop it.
I'm going to be straight up with you. Like, no shade to Lauren. And like, I fully respect their marriage and I feel like it looks so lovely. But in the moment, I will say when I have rewatched the season, it was like, oh, I remember that I was like, Ari's the most in love with Becca or the most taken by you.
Well, yeah, probably, you know, to use a bachelor term, intrigued.
But he seemed pretty like swept off his feet. Like my thing was like, if you would have been 28, let's say, everyone else would have been out the window. That's the vibe that I got. So maybe producer said that, but they said that to you because it was true.
I don't know why you're making me so uncomfortable. All right, next up.
So anyways, that's a little bit of the Colton tea.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to the episode.
Yeah, me
the
too.
The episode's called Escape. I just looked it up. It's called Escape from the Lab. What happens when our most ingenious creations actually make
it's
it out
Escape
into the world.
I literally just got chills. Escape from the Lab.
Well, you know, they usually have like three stories with a theme.
Yes.
So he must have been. That's so, I'm so jealous.
Before we get over Colton and get into Bachelor in Paradise. So we stan a few of these Bachelor couples so hard. Yes. But do you know who we stan more? Kate Hudson. I mean, not only is this the queen of rom-com, she is also the queen of activewear with Fabletics. Fabletics is your so good. Fabletics is your one-stop shop for affordable athletic wear. They have yoga, running, gym gear, sports bras, shoes, accessories, and more. Fabletics has you covered.
And not only is Fabletics activewear affordable, it's also high quality and so cute. It was born in 2013 when they noticed a large disparity in the activewear marketplace because it was so difficult to find trendy, stylish gym wear that was priced affordably. Fabletics came to the rescue. Just go online, you take their 60-second style pop quiz for personalized outfit recommendations, and then you can shop from the thousands of styles curated just for you. I actually started using Fabletics in 2014, shortly after it started. I was college student, and it's the only way I could afford workout clothes.
Oh my God.
But they have so much cute stuff. I love their biker shorts. I love their leggings. They have really fun patterns and really cute, like, matching sets are really in right now. You can get matching sports bra bottoms.
I love those biker shorts. Mm-hmm. So cute. Make sure you enter your email address at the end of the style quiz, just FYI, so you'll receive exclusive monthly discounts too. The discounts are crazy. They also have new styles, like Becca was saying, all the time. New collections and prints are released monthly. I live for the fit of Fabletics. I can't tell you how many times I've purchased activewear and it just doesn't make me feel good or confident in it. But Fabletics actually fits my body. Like, it hugs curves in the right places. It's super flattering. And on top of it all, it's so comfortable. And let me just tell you, these prices, let's talk about these prices. We all know brands like Lululemon or Athletica can seriously break the bank, like, so expensive. You can go into any store and you won't get these Fabletics prices. You can get two Fabletics leggings for $24, which is almost half the price of one Lululemon sports bra, or just in general, get an entire outfit for half the price of most traditional retailers.
Fabletics is so confident that you can sweat it out in their product for 45 days, and if it doesn't perform, you can return it for a full refund. 45 days.
That's a lot of sweat.
Yeah, it is. Fabletics is offering our listeners an incredible deal. You can get two leggings for only $24. That's a $99 value when you sign up for VIP membership. Just go to fabletics.com/chatty to take advantage of this deal now. That's fabletics.com/chatty to get two leggings for only $24. Also, free shipping on orders over $49. International shipping is available, and there's absolutely no commitment when you purchase your first order. Fabletics.com/chatty.
And remember to enter your email for all those exclusive deals, broads.
Yeah.
All right. So,
get into it.
Let's get into it. I have to say, before we start off, we see Chris Harrison narrating, and when he's referring to Christina, he says, "Will Russian interference come between Caitlin and Blake?" I'm like, is that offensive? Like, that seems offensive to me.
Is she a part of the Kremlin?
Well, like, I was just like, what, are you, like, associating her with, like, all this Putin stuff just because she's Russian? Like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, it was like very strange.
Joke.
Yeah, I'm like, ugh.
Half of the viewers are like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, no, half of the viewers are probably like, oh, my God, Russian, she's evil.
And now
she's
everyone's, like, way more sus about her. They're like, yes, of course. Just people just be rude.
I don't know
so
why.
Rude.
I'm still kind of a Christina stan. I don't know what it is about her. Like, not a stan. I don't know what it is about her, though, but I just kind of like her.
I get that.
Even though she's just kind of, she hasn't made the smartest choices. I don't know why.
I get that. I like her personality when she's not, like, in the hands of some of these dudes. Like, when she's wandering free, I think she's dope. And
I know, I agree.
You know what I mean?
I'm not saying
It's then watching the whole, like, I'm so strong and I have all these plans. And then, like,
watching
she just
her, like, lay herself down for, like, anyone who's gonna walk all over.
Exactly. So we see at the top of the episode Demi and Chris Harrison having their little sit down. So yesterday's episode ended where she's going up and we don't know what's gonna go down, what she's gonna have the conversation about. Chris Harrison doing the most obvious acting job I've ever watched.
The man is a wonderful host, a really bad actor.
Yes, excellent host. What's going on with the acting? Because she tells him about her being fluid and about her girl at home, and he literally just like, I appreciate you feeling close enough to open up and tell me your truth like that. Like, this hasn't been something that the producers have been talking about him
also,
from, like,
once
months
again,
before.
Like, him just somehow researching on Tumblr or something for, like, the right thing to say when someone comes out. Like, thank you for speaking your truth. Like, what are you talking about?
He was so relevant.
And also, I don't remember if it was in this conversation or the other. I'm just like, so I don't get Chris's like new involvement in the show. It's so weird to me. He's like the like I said, again, he's like the dad that wants to like smoke weed with his kids.
It definitely feels like in the past few seasons when the younger generation has gotten more involved via social media, that he has kind of shifted and is like, he just won't stop using these phrases. And even his like overall attitude is kind of like this like teenage boy.
Well, he does have like a 17-year-old son.
Oh, that might have something to do with it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Or he's maybe a little really older, but his kid is like not very far off from some of the contestants' ages. So that kind of explains
That's so wild to me because he looks so good. He really does.
But you watch those first seasons. I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah. The man really doesn't age.
No, he doesn't. But I was saying, I just get kind of annoyed with him being like, we just really want to do whatever it takes for you to find love. I'm like, no, you're doing whatever it is for ratings. Like, the show will fuck over people so fucking quickly.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like, whatever's going to make good television. His
life immediately, and they're like, "What? We just want all of you to find. Oh love. No! What can we do?
No,
for
he's
you?
Legit. Like, he's like when at the very end, I did say it was so sweet. When they had their kind of sweet little like daddy daughter hug, and they said that they loved each other, and
I was like, "What?
They seemed like very like cozy, but it was one of those things where I'm like, he's hugging her, going like, "Oh my god, thank you so much for making such good television.
I'm so glad. I know we're gonna get renewed for Paradise again, which means my $3 million paycheck can just keep rolling.
God
in every
bless
year.
You. There was a moment, the only moment actually in the entire episode, where I was a little bit like, Chris. What you talking about is he was talking Chris, excuse me, Derek. Derek was talking to Chris, not Harrison. Is it Bukowski?
Crispy.
Crispy. Yeah. We'll just do it that way.
I think it is Bukowski.
Okay.
Like Charles Bukowski.
I always feel like I'm messing it up. So he's explaining the whole situation of what's going on while Demi's talking to Chris Harrison. And he says that he gets now why she's conflicted and all this stuff. And he doesn't specifically say that it's a woman, but the way he made it sound is, I was like, did you just tell Chris Demi's secret? The way he was explaining it, if you go back and listen, he's kind of he tells, you know, that Chris knows now that there is someone else, but I don't know. I couldn't quite translate if Chris knew that it was a woman or not.
Don't forget though, Katie's been chilling with Chris, and I'm not saying that she's necessarily going to like,
but definitely a potential that it slips.
Yeah.
All right. I'll let it slide.
So Derek may know that Chris already knows.
Yeah, they have a little bit of like a thing going. Mm-hmm. So Demi's more confused than ever about how to handle this because of how open Derek's being with everything.
Mm-hmm. She's like, God damn it, I thought you were going to be a dick and it was going to be so much easier in this whole situation.
Well, that's the thing when you see when Christian shows up later and she's talking with Christian, you can totally tell that like, she probably, when she first, when she first met Derek, she probably was like, oh, he's cute. And like day one started talking and thinking like, oh, maybe he just sucks, and not realizing how well he was going to handle the entire thing through the entire journey they've had together.
I also sort of wondered, I was like, maybe, you know, people talk about polyamory and monogamy like it's a sexual orientation kind of too. Like, you either are or you aren't. I've heard people talking about it that way. I was like, oh, maybe Demi's polyamorous.
It's definitely a possibility.
And Christian definitely seems like she's not, but
no, it does not seem that way. But no, definitely. I mean, the way that Demi has spoken, I mean, I don't want to put any sort of like.
Well, the polyamorous just means that you're in love with basically two people at the same time, right? Or multiple people at the same time.
Right. No. I'm like, saying I wouldn't want to put like that title on her without, you know, obviously knowing, but. When you see her interacting with them, it wouldn't surprise me. She seems comfortable.
That's what I mean. My point being, she seems very capable of like handling two separate relationships.
She seems very comfortable. So, let's talk Blake and Christina.
Yes.
So
everyone's kind of saying what we thought. Seems like Christina still has vibes for Blake.
It appears that way. In fact, at one point, Tayshia is talking to someone and says, it's known Christina has feelings for Blake. And she said it very point blank.
No.
So I'm wondering if there's, you know, clear something conversation that went on. And she said she wouldn't put it past her that she would sabotage the relationship.
That was interesting to me too. So first when Kaylin said it, I was like, yeah, whatever, girl. But when Tayshia said it, I was like, interesting. Where is this coming from?
I was surprised, even though Blake, because Blake hurt her. But maybe she feels like seeing Blake get a second chance, then she's like irritated with the person maybe, who gave it to him. Sure. I don't know. But we have the Kaylin and Caitlin conversation. That is so awkward when Blake is sitting in between for a moment between Kaylin and Caitlin. And he's literally sitting between the same person.
Literally.
And Wells is like at the bar and is like, how's it going? And Blake's like, it's good. It's fine. Caitlin's so uncomfortable.
This is what's weird. Yeah. So weird to me about this situation. And this is one of the reasons why I just can't handle Caitlin. She's like, on one hand, like has been saying how Blake is like the worst fucking person in the world, how she fucking hates him.
Yeah.
And then she's talking to Caitlin, basically in a roundabout way being like, go get your man. Don't let Christina steal him from you. I'm like,
I wrote down that exact thing. I was like, that is extremely confusing for me. Like a week ago you were saying, I really hope Hannah knows better and knows that, like, you know, that Dylan's the better guy and Blake needs to go home and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then what, all of a sudden Caitlin? I think it's probably, I mean, my assumption would be is that Caitlin doesn't view Caitlin as a threat in the way of like Hannah and Christina have actually probably had, well, we know Christina has, but Hannah, I'm sure, has had physical relations
totally
with Blake.
Totally.
So it's part of that whole, well, like,
and it sort of like seems like Caitlin has decided that she hates Christina more than Blake now. So she'll do whatever she needs to do, which is just like, I don't know where this is coming from, because she said again something so weird where she's like, there she is getting in the way of everything again. Like, what, Caitlin?
Well, she's the person that he had sex with.
Yeah.
Was it right after, but right before?
But Christina and him had a relationship before even him and Caitlin got involved.
But again, there's that element of like, Caitlin, I'm sure, feels like Christina gets the nod to like, yes, mm-hmm. her and Blake were in a real relationship. And she's like, I put in as much time probably, but I'm not getting like the, she was the ex-girlfriend mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. So it's like that fucking bitch, like stealing all my glory.
And they're still like, okay with each other. Exactly. And like, she can't handle that either.
Exactly. Exactly. So with Caitlin, it's kind of like, ooh, I see a pawn that maybe I can use you to take down Christina and Blake. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because then she was also saying, like, how could he do that and, like, pick a friend over you? Like, she's putting words in her ear. Oh, creepy.
Oh, my God. It was so creepy, especially because they look exactly alike. That's what adds to the whole thing. Yeah, they're just like, ugh. But we see then Christina and Blake sitting with each other, and Christina said, she's like, I have no interest in Blake. This is just a friendship rose, blah, blah, blah. I don't believe it.
No.
And, oh my gosh, that was the thing. Caitlin's crying because Blake is giving Christina the time of day because he's too nice. And I'm like, I think that probably most everyone's going to disagree with you on that one.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, totally.
Like, probably giving her the time of day, one, because she gave him the rose.
Also because you guys have nothing between you two.
Nothing between you. Three, this is a girl who has had sex with him many times and he was actually dating. So clearly there's an attraction there. I don't think it's because he's too nice.
Well, and then Caitlin too said something to Caitlin about, I can't remember. Oh, after he's made it clear that he is interested in you. I'm like, no, he has not.
He has not said anything. He literally just accepted the rose He accepted the date card.
Yeah.
Well, so Christina's, though, I will say, is sitting with, when she pulls Blake aside, and it definitely does feel manipulative, because she asks him about how it's going with Caitlin, and he tells
Blake
her.
Blake also goes up to get Caitlin a drink of water, a glass of water.
And Christina pulls a Dylan and is like, can I talk to you? You know, right away nabs him.
Caitlin never got the glass of water.
She never got the water. Poor girl is so thirsty. No, but the way that she asked him like how it was going with Caitlin, and he's like, yeah, she's nice. She's really cool. Da, da, da. And Christina's like, yeah, she's cool. But like, you know, I just want you to have your own happy ending. And like,
what the fuck was that?
That felt pretty
what
manipulative.
The fuck was that
yeah.
about? I want you to have your own happy ending.
It's like, what if that is
his happy ending?
Again, not that I do not think it is, but like, I don't know. The way she was right away, like, he's like, yeah, it was a good date. Da-da-da. She's like, yeah, but was it really, though?
I want what's best for you.
Yeah, it was like, very much like, yeah.
Creepy mother vibes.
It was a full creepy mom. Creepy mom in a movie that you're like, does the mom like her son? Like, very like a gladiator style like, or whatever. Like, we're just like, oh, son. God, yeah. Like Game of Thrones, what's happening right now? Mm-hmm. So that made me feel uncomfortable with Christina.
Oedipus complex.
Exactly.
Yes.
Made me uncomfortable with Christina. And then the edit of where Blake's talking to Christina and goes, these girls love you. And it flicks to Caitlin. She's like, she's awful.
The worst.
And Christina's like, who doesn't love me? And the girls are just like hating on her so hard. So Christina decides... Or Caitlin decides.
See, I
that
guess
she's
the thing is
Christina.
I know a lot of people in Bachelor Nation who like Christina. I guess that's what gives me a little more trustworthiness.
That's
with
why
her.
You make her. Yeah,
yeah. Because it seems like she's friends with like most of the girls and stuff like that. Like, yeah. No one really seems to have a problem with her.
Well, okay. So as we're watching this, and again, I think we're just going to be like reiterating what we've said before, but like we don't understand. What the problem is. Like, I get maybe you as another competitor being like, shit, Blake and her have like a close relationship, whatever it may be. And he may give her the rose and she's going to give it to him and I might be out. But like, she doesn't seem to be like a mean girl with any of the girls at all.
Totally.
Like, maybe they just don't understand her sense of humor.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I mean? Maybe
here's
she's
the
like,
thing. The only girls I've really seen actually have an issue with her are Kaylin and Caitlin.
Right. So you're kind of like,
Take that one with a grain of salt.
Yeah, no, exactly. Well,
okay,
Caitlin,
let's talk about that conversation
Caitlin
because
had quite an issue.
Caitlin
with her.
Is my new Jane in my heart.
We are not Caitlin fans, my dears. We are not Caitlin fans. And I was open.
Sure.
I was kind of like, yeah, she's like, whatever on the date. But
I was more neutral than anything.
Yeah, I was just
kind of
like, oh, whatever.
In.
Maybe she'll be a distraction for Blakey boy for a minute.
Sure.
What happened with that conversation?
For one, of course, Christina was not innocent in this conversation.
No.
It was weird. She did get extremely defensive. It was like, girl, back down.
Very quickly, too.
immediately. No, literally immediately. The minute she took her aside, Christina's like, I like your shorts. And then she's like, and I'm going to slit your fucking throat. Like, immediately upon them entering into the conversation.
Oh my God, no. So Caitlin's saying that, like, there seems to be a motive with her talking to Blake. And Christina's like, am I not allowed to talk to my friends? Which is true. That's the thing. It's like,
well, so here's the thing that this is actually, Caitlin really displayed some serious gaslighting in this conversation.
Yeah.
Kind of like from the beginning of it. Because if Caitlin's going to try to pretend like her vibe was all friendly and cool and she's just trying to have a chat with Christina, everyone knows the subtext of that, including Christina, which is why Christina's immediately defensive and is like, can I not talk to my friends?
Right. Well, she
like,
knows.
Bitch, I know you're pulling me aside because you have an issue with me talking to Blake.
She's pulling Christina aside right after she didn't get her water from Blake. So she's like, I know exactly what this, you're either mad about not getting your water or it's an issue with Blake.
And she just saw her talking to Caitlin. Too. So like,
right.
Christina knows
exactly
what's...
Oh yeah, that's the thing. She's like, I see them doing this back and forth with each other. Like,
she knows exactly what's going on.
That's the thing. When she says, you seem to be having a motive, and Christina's like, am I not allowed to talk to my friends?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is inappropriate of me to feel.
What?
But I do feel like there's a level of like, knowing your place. Of like, hey...
You mean like the hierarchy of Bachelor Nation?
I don't
Nation?
Even mean yes. No, but not even the hierarchy so much as like Christina has like legitimate relationships with a few people in here where she's like very close to numerous people.
Yeah.
Really, nobody really knows you very well, Caitlin. And here's Christina who's been longtime friends with a few of these people, and specifically her and Blake have known each other for quite a while. They've had intimate relationships, but they've also had friend relationships. So like, who are you to necessarily be coming up to this girl? Now, granted, think it all you want. If I was Caitlin, I'd be thinking the same thing. I'd be like, what's this girl's motive? Like, what is she planning? Mm-hmm. I'd be so suspicious of her, but to like go up.
What is she going to say? That was my thing about the whole conversation. I'm like, what are you trying to say? What are you trying to do here?
You're going out of your way to be like you have a motive when you really know nothing about Christina and Blake's relationship.
Also, is she not allowed to have a motive? Like, what if Christina actually does want to rekindle a relationship with Blake? Like, yeah, Caitlin has absolutely no claim to him. She went on one date, and Blake has not made it clear to her at all that he's, like, invested in any way, shape, or form in their relationship.
Right. Well, I mean, he is done with it.
Yeah.
It seems that way. Like, as she said that he ghosted her and then they had sex once.
Oh, no, I meant Caitlin.
Caitlin. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I was like, one date. Wait a second.
No, Caitlin.
Caitlin, you're like, girlfriend. Like, this is somebody who's known Blake for a long time. Like, why are you, like, peeing on Blake right now?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
like, that they can't have a friendship.
Uh-huh.
Even if it is potentially more
That's what I mean. I didn't see what her motive was, and I really didn't understand what was she trying to say to Christina, or was she just trying to start shit, which is what it felt like. Like,
it
she
felt
was,
like that. It definitely felt like she probably, Caitlin hyped her up.
Yes.
I feel like behind the scenes, Caitlin. Now, interesting piece is that in Colton's season, it appeared to have been that way as well. There were numerous times where it seemed like maybe Caitlin was hyping a few people up to do this her is, dirty work
that's,
a little
that's,
bit.
This is why I don't fuck with her, because she's, like, not actually confrontational, and she just wants to, like, subtly destroy other people by turning other people, because we saw that in Colton season 2, where she was talking about Hannah just, like, offhandedly, like, well, you know, like, I knew her, and suddenly everyone has this opinion of this person, and the person doesn't even know what's going on. They don't even have a chance to defend themselves. Just turn around suddenly and, bless you, they turn around suddenly and everyone's turned against them.
Yeah, no, you're totally right.
It's just shady.
Yeah. So
this conversation,
conversation is insane. I mean, Caitlin tells Christina that Christina is there chasing friendship roses and not letting people who want to find love have a chance.
This was the stupidest aspect of the conversation, like arguing about the friendship rose. And well, if you were a real friend, you would sacrifice the rose so that Blake could give the rose to someone that he really loves, like me. Like, what?
But does Blake love you? Like, I don't understand. It was such an uncomfortable conversation. And like you said, Christina's getting, like, more and more hyped the whole time. And yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I do agree that with the basis of some of the things Caitlin's saying. But again, I do not think
that she
should
have. And the way she's going about it, like, the thing that really frustrated me is that she acted like Christina shouldn't be getting defensive when, like I said, clearly the conversation was a conversation she was going to get defensive about. It seemed very obvious from the beginning that it, like, how it started.
As a person who is wired more like Christina, like, where when I get mad, I will raise my voice and get, like, super, like, hyphy. I was getting, like, actually triggered hearing the way Caitlin was speaking to her, like, kind of belittling and talking.
No, me too. It's frustrating.
It's
like,
so
it's so
frustrating. And just being like, girl, chill. Wow.
That's
okay.
What I mean. No, it's gaslighting.
It was not cool.
No, the thing of, like, I don't understand why you're, like, so emotional out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's what she was doing. Like, wow, you are difficult to talk to.
And then she says that she's impossible.
You're impossible.
Oh, I would have lost my damn mind.
Again, though, Caitlin, what were you trying to achieve with this conversation?
What was the point?
And then she has the audacity to turn it around and say, Christina, I was just having this conversation to, like, try to get you to know you better. And, like, she said that. She was like, I wanted to, like, have a conversation, like, get to know you better.
It's like you literally pulled her away as soon as Blake left her to actually calmly attack her motives. Literally, her motives. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Also, she, as Christina's raising her voice and they're getting into it, she says, you should respect women and you should respect women and women and women. Wait, what did I write down? And women and women and women.
Is this a glitch in the matrix?
You should respect women and women and women.
A glitch in the matrix. What's happening?
And women three times in a row. What is happening in my brain? And women and women
she
and
says
women.
She says you should respect women and women and women should. Oh, she says you should respect women and women should always respect women after death.
Oh boy. Yes. So point is that she said you should respect women and women should always respect other women. This is literally moments after telling Caitlin or Kaylin, that Christina
we can't
is
even get their damn name
atrocious.
Straight. Oh, yeah.
And awful.
She is atrocious.
She is atrocious.
She doesn't know the bitch at all.
And then she comes at Christina and says that, like, she's not respecting women. I don't understand.
Gaslighting. She's trying to make Christina feel like she's going crazy, and it was infuriating.
It was just like, no, I was real irritated. And then she's saying that Christina's manipulating everyone, and I'm kind of like, really? Is it only, though, like, Blake that she's
and
maybe
is
manipulating?
She even manipulating? I think Blake knows exactly what's going on here.
Yeah, like maybe she is manipulating Blake, but at the end of the day, she did give him her
but we don't care what anybody does to Blake.
Yeah, at this point
manipulate
it's kind of like
away.
Whatever.
We're not like wishing for a happy ending for this guy.
No, I mean I always do because I just love love. But you know, I'm like, yeah, manipulating everyone. What are you talking about?
Bitch, you have been here for 9 hours.
You don't
and
even
suddenly you're jumping to conclusions.
Know who you are.
Do you know everyone's name
do you,
here?
Do you realize that all of us had to Google you to remember?
Literally. I remembered Legit. Jane more than I did who Caitlin.
It's very true. We did have our moment of remembering. Okay, so I have to pause for a second. Super glad to talk about this next sponsor because a bunch of broads have been asking about this company lately, sliding into the DMs, wanting us to remind them of the code. It's Beauty by Design, the revolutionary new personalized skincare system that matches the exact right formula to your specific skin, guaranteeing better results than you've ever had. I say this wholeheartedly from firsthand experience. I have never been happier with my skincare regime.
Beauty by Design uses real skin experts, licensed aestheticians who will review your skin through a selfie and a survey. And after performing a short consultation via text message, they customize a complete skincare plan for you. Your aestheticians will fix your top skin concerns all through text message for free. That's right, for free. Within minutes, you can get an in-depth skin plan to attack your most pressing skin concerns.
Honestly, I'm obsessed. I have never seen such fast and consistent results with my skin. After I sent my my little special aesthetician, Hillary, who I love, my selfie and skin request, she got back to me so fast with a recommendation email / shopping cart of potential items, which you do not have to purchase all of them. One of my favorite things about this company is that you can pick and choose, and they don't use aggressive sales tactics because they genuinely want what's best for you and your skin, and you really can sense that. Hillary cares about my skin, and my gosh, she's helped it so much. They have over 100 products and 250 plus natural performance ingredients that are vegan, cruelty-free, and paraben-free, and sulfate-free. There's no obligations to try before you buy. Free shipping after your free trial order and free returns, making this totally risk-free.
So many free.
So much free. I love a good free.
And right now, Beauty by Design is running a limited time free trial program where you can get a personalized $60 serum and a personalized skincare plan for free to
My
experience.
Gosh.
I know. So
$60 serum. Sending it, Beauty by Design.
Right. To experience the world's most personalized skincare for free, go to beautybydesign.com/chatty and use promo code chatty today to start your free trial. That's beautybydesign.com/chatty and use promo code chatty. No risk, only better skin rewards. Free.
Free. Free, free, free. Also, wanting to chat with you broads about an app that has truly helped me so much. We've talked to you, or I've talked to you before, about some of the body issues that I've struggled with. I want to be healthy, but I don't want something that is going to mess with me or make me feel bad about myself. I want to learn healthier habits for longevity and stamina and practice more self-care, to be honest, which is why I am so grateful for Noom.
Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps users learn to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. Based in psychology, Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and arms you with the tools to break the bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom provides you with a personal goal specialist and a community of members to keep you motivated and accountable. It's like a workout bestie all in one place.
As someone who's had issues with food, I am such a fan of Noom. When you get started on this app, they ask you all these personal questions about what's best for you. We're also different and respond better to certain things. So they ask how you like to be encouraged when you're getting off from your goals you set. And they don't ask you what goal you want. They ask you why, which I find so beautiful. It really made me like look into the heart and the reason of why I want what I want. They're all about helping you make healthy choices for you, your self-worth, a better mood, mood, controlling stress and anxiety, and more. I love them. Why do I feel emotional about it? Honestly, it's maybe because I love my goal specialist too.
You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress, one day at a time. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/chatty. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/chatty to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/chatty.
Okay. Well, so obviously there was all that Caitlin, Christina. There are so many names. And then there's Christian. There's Christina, Christian.
Oh my God. And Caitlin. I forgot the guy that got kicked off was named Christian too.
Yeah. It's insane. My brain is about to explode. Okay. So after that whole thing, we see a little bit of some Katie Chris drama starting to happen. And it really made my heart sad.
Communication, communication, communication.
Oh my God.
Emphasize it enough. So many of these issues could be avoided if these people just communicate with each other.
So many. So when they were talking to each other, all of a sudden, kind of out of nowhere, it seemed, Katie makes some comment that said to Chris saying, there's going to be girls coming today. You do what you want. Chris, very defeated, is like, yeah.
She says, you want me to do that?
Yeah. And she's like, you're a free man. He's like, is that what you want me to do? She said, I want you to do whatever makes you happy. And I'm just like, no.
No, dude.
You know what? When watching this made my heart so sad because I felt like I was watching myself. I've done this before.
I think so many of us can relate to this. Yeah. I felt the same way.
It made my stomach drop because I was like, oh my God, how many times has this happened? Where even if it's maybe not like a specific situation like this, but just in your relationship in general.
You downplay what you actually want and try to like play it cool and be the cool person and like not be vulnerable and express things first.
And hope they'll come around, like just self-sabotaging.
I mean, it's on both ends because Katie on one end should be like, no, I like you. Like, I really don't want you to go on a date with anyone else. How do you feel? And then feel that out. But then Chris could also, when she responds to that, I mean, he did kind of give her a chance. He's like, that's what you want? Really?
Yeah.
You don't mind?
Yeah.
But Chris could have said
could have fought for it more and been no, I only like you and I'm just, you know, whatever.
Or he could even just say, you know, he talked about it in the interview. He said that kind of hurt me. He could say to her, you know, that kind of hurts me because I really like you and I don't really want to go on a date with anyone else.
Yeah, no, imagine. The interview. Yeah, seriously, if you would have just taken their interviews and they would have just said their interviews to each other,
that's
it would have been
so
key.
Much what happens on the show, though. You know, people talk to somebody else about what they're really feeling. It's like, just say it to that person.
Yeah, it's scary, but it's better off. Yeah, he said it sucks to hear that. And he's disappointed because he really thought that they were on the same page. And we find out later that Katie was saying that it seemed like they had a breakthrough the night before and then she panicked.
And you see him walk away from it too, where he's just kind of like, I'm going to go like get a snack.
Yeah. He's so let down because they must've had this defining moment the night before. And again, that's what stomach drop. I'm going, oh girl, I can resonate. I've done this where all of a sudden everything seems good. And then my anxiety gets in the way and I go, there's no way that he's going to still your insecurities just flare up and you want to just protect yourself and all that. And I was just so bummed. Yeah. Oh, such a bummer. Then of course, perfect timing as soon as she says this.
Old Jen Savignano.
Yes.
Jen Sauvignon Blanc comes in.
Looking like a tall glass of vino.
I actually have never seen her on any of the seasons before.
Yeah, I didn't. Well, she was on Bachelor in Paradise.
I didn't watch that season.
Oh, you didn't watch that Bachelor in Paradise with Nick. I was like a little more in and out, but oh my goodness. I was dying when she walked on the sand and Dean right away is just
the most
like,
beautiful woman in Bachelor Nation.
I didn't see that also coming. Said one of the most beautiful girls on the planet.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow, it's crazy to see a person aside from the photos on Insta. I'm like, how often are you looking at her pictures on Insta, Dean?
I thought the same thing. I was like, wow, you really like follow her religiously, I guess.
He was like, he's like,
it's great to put a warm body into
That's what it's like. Ugh, warm body? That's disgusting.
How many times have you jacked off to her Instagram pics, bro?
Warm body. It's just like, oh my God, what is this, a science experiment? Like, what is going on?
Also, like, she's a very pretty girl. I was just like, whoa, most one of the most beautiful women on the planet.
Oh, no, she's like, beautiful. Wow. But no, I was surprised too. I also was kind of like, okay, Dean, like, are you going to make this move against one of your dear friends, Nick?
Or the girl that he's been talking to? Like,
yeah, but like, let's look at Dean's history. It hasn't been so squeaky right? clean.
I was like, oh, here.
I right away just thought about Nick. I'm thinking about Nick. I'm like, I wonder if this is going to be awkward for him to watch.
Did Nick really like her?
Well, I mean, they left together.
I didn't even know that.
Now, the broads might have to help out my memory because it was, yeah, I was very like half in with that season, like watching in and out. But I'm pretty sure that he proposed. No.
No.
He either didn't propose to her or he did. And then right away on the reunion, they weren't together anymore. But it was very quick.
Can you imagine proposing to three people or attempting to on national TV?
Oh, Lordy.
Four. Oh, Lordy. Four. Including his own season. Holy shit.
That's a lot of proposing. That's a lot of proposing. Oh, Lord. So basically, everyone's freaking out and panicking. We find out, my God, that while Blake was, in her in Kaylin's words,
oh my God,
ghosting
oh
her, he was hanging out with Jen. You guys, who in God's name does Blake not know?
Only us, apparently.
I'm actually a little offended, and I'm not even in Bachelor Nation.
Me too. I don't think Blake has ever even looked in my direction on the internet once.
I feel like Blake would be a little bit like, oh, a girl with short hair? Nah.
You think? I swear I cannot even get a read on who this dude is.
Me either.
Like, about, like, actually who he is. I'm not talking about his actions. Like, I'm still so confused about, like, where he fits into my...
I feel like
compartments
maybe,
of types of
I feel
people.
Like maybe he'd be the most turned on thinking about you associating you with Rizzo because he's like a musical theater.
Probably if I was wearing a poodle skirt, he would just be all
yeah,
over
with
me.
Like with the shorter hair, it would have been like, wow, we can really live our like a Grease fantasy together.
Oh my God.
But yeah, of course, somehow he has also been talking with Jen. Like, did he literally get the cast list for Bachelor in Paradise from a producer beforehand and be like, you gotta get check mark off
all. Random.
Yeah, so random. Which makes me think then, like, literally, is he literally hooking up with everyone?
I don't know, but they didn't
to
seem to really, like, it didn't seem like she was trying to take him on a date. They were just, like, sitting and talking, like, so what's up?
Yeah. He definitely seemed interested when she walked down. He was like,
yeah, I'll take a date with her.
Jen Saff!
Like, this is my hope at redemption.
So she pulls Blake first, but then, of course, she pulls Dean, and they walk away, and Kaylin's panicking.
This
Kaylin's
is
panicking.
Another thing, with Kaylin just immediately jumping to the conclusion of, like, wow, I knew it all along that Dean was a piece of shit and that he was going to turn around
but
and
like,
go on a date.
To be fair, if I was coupled up with Dean after seeing his history, I'd feel the same way.
Yeah, I guess so. But if you're feeling that lack of trust, like maybe
you probably
don't
shouldn't
go for it.
She wasn't like going off on him though. She was a little bit like, yeah, I, you know. She said she's like, I've had my guard up with him like for a reason. So who knows? I know. She's like, I know how he is.
That's true. You're
but
right.
But then
you're
he
right,
pops
you're right.
back in.
You're right. I'm being a hater.
But I died when he then popped back in and he was like, Kaylin.
I know she's fucking with her. It's so funny.
She's like, dude, what the hell?
Yeah, well, who did he do that
so
with
funny.
Too?
No, he did it to her the first time.
I know.
Oh gosh, who was he talking to?
Caitlin. It was Caitlin.
Yes. Was it Caitlin?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like it was even someone else.
Remember Caitlin was trying to like take everyone on a date?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh. That was so funny. So right away, Katie's looking at Chris. They're sitting next to each other. And she's like, is there any reason that I need to worry? And I'm like, girl, this quickly after you said this. Like, and then we're just seeing constant interviews with Chris saying that, you know, what she did this morning. And then he says to her face, what you did, like, threw me off this morning. And then the realization hits, oh, shit, what did I do?
Yeah, and he's got to be at the point where he's feeling a little resentful, too. So he's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go on this date,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, she's recognizing that it's self-sabotage.
Good for her.
You know, I felt like she was absolutely, like, owning her mistake,
mm-hmm.
knowing that what she did was not a good call.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Jen asks Chris on the date and then he goes and talks to Katie, like, you know, obviously, like, you see, like, the terrible pain in her face, but, like, she also realizes, like,
you know, I did this to myself, shot myself in the foot, basically.
I told him, basically, to go do this.
Well, lucky for her, the date is atrocious.
It's absolutely atrocious. But, like, okay, I do have to say this. Is vomiting and getting sick the bachelor kiss of love? So are Jen and Chris going to end up together?
Because did you make a list of people who have, like...
Nick and Vanessa, their first date, she was puking the whole time. He comforted her. Hannah and Jed's date, they were getting sick on the boat.
Oh, my God.
She picked Jed, right? JPJ and Tayshia, I mean, he was... I mean, I guess he did that with Jane, but he was also gagging. Jane. And I'm just like, is this... Are they going to end up working out?
Who knows?
I don't know.
Who was the first couple you said?
Nick and Vanessa.
Yeah, but you realize all the couples you named have ended in... shambles.
Oh, I'm not saying they're going to work out long term. I'm just saying on the screen for the time being, you know.
I don't know. Am I missing something? Or, like, I don't know if I'm missing something, but, like, what's the deal with Jen? Like, she's a pretty girl. I don't know. On her date with just because, Chris, like was... just, no, just, like, personality-wise. Just on her date with Chris, I was like, am I missing something? Like, what's her appeal? I'm not really sure what she's bringing to the table.
I always then wonder, like, you know, because they edit so much. Like, are we seeing any conversation?
She just seemed very bored in all her interviews and in the actual date.
Yeah, she definitely does not seem dynamic.
I'm just kind of like, why are you... I don't know. Not like, why are you here? But I'm just kind of like, you don't even really seem stoked.
No, she just seems like the typical, like, nice, pretty girl.
Yeah.
You know, who's not going to maybe cause a lot of drama. So, like, you know, she'd be an easy person to give a rose to, right? Yeah. She's beautiful. She's low key.
You don't want to make out with her. Right. There you go.
There you go. The date does not go well. They get back. Chris says that he wants to make it up to her tonight because he'd been puking on the boat.
Yeah, of course. It seemed like the worst date ever.
But he has something planned. And it literally, oh my God, my body, when they walk by everyone and like Katie's been waiting all day for Chris to get back. And he just walks by and the both of them kind of do a, hey guys, bye guys, wave and keep moving forward. Like she thinks like, okay, I'm finally going to be able to reconvene with Chris and I hope it goes okay. And they just take it somewhere else.
I have to say, I really underestimated their feelings for each other. I sort of thought it was like a convenient thing where just kind of didn't have anyone else. But now I'm thinking that like they actually really did like each other and there was kind of something there.
I think
Chris is kind of burned and now she's upset. And
I mean, we talked about it yesterday that we were both kind of like, we don't know. They must have just been like doing them dirty and not showing us any screen time.
They might just
be
like really low key with each other. Like,
but they definitely like each other because he was clearly upset.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
And obviously she's devastated now, but he takes Jen up to the like top level. I was dying when he goes, Jen, you're witty. He goes, Jen, you're witty. You have these one-liners and I have no idea where they come from. And Jen goes, huh, me neither.
I was like, what? Okay, that was actually one of the parts.
I was like, what one-liners are we talking about?
I'm
like, I would love to get a good giggle right now. This has been a rather serious episode. But she encourages them to go in the hot tub. And then, oh my goodness, they just start macking.
Of course. She's sexy.
She is very sexy. And she was definitely like leaning in. Like she was ready to.
Oh, totally. I noticed that too. I'm like, Chris is the one that's kind of like holding back.
Well, I was dying. I mean, not because my heart was hurting for Katie. But when he was making out, it looked like he was doing this thing where he was kind of like, maybe if I don't move too much, it won't quite count. Have you ever done that before? Where it's a little bit like someone kisses you and like you don't want to not kiss them, but you also like know if you go in for it,
it's
like
gonna
you're going to have
to tell control.
And you're going to have to tell people like, yeah, it was a kiss, but like maybe if you don't move your lips too much that like you can be like, yeah, we kind of like bumped into each other and like they tried to kiss me. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah. I think I've also like reworked stories like that too. Like I was drunk and he just leaned in and kissed me.
But he did that. He literally like he was making out with her, but his head and I've, his, when you see him kissing Katie, it's very like organic and lovely. His head was so stiff and he was kissing her, but she was like kind of all over and like trying to get up on his neck. And he was literally looking like, maybe if I don't move, it's not happening. It was so sad.
I know that was actually, that's actually what sort of convinced me of his true affection for Katie. Cause it was like, he was really trying to hold himself back with the,
but when he did talk to her again, he did not tell her that they kissed, and that was bumming me out.
Yeah.
I'm like, in that way, let's take a little move from Hannah G, where she immediately reports back that, like, we did kiss.
That's true. I do feel like they've been a lot more casual, though. Chris and Katie have been.
Yeah.
Like, it's been much more casual, I do think. Like, with Dylan, he's just like, I adore to you. Like, when can I get down on one knee, you know? And Chris and Katie are kind of like, it's cool to hang out with you. Yeah. Like, it's been fun, you know? Well, it's a little different.
Yeah, you're right. And when he talked to Katie, he told her, like, I already told you how I feel about you. And then she tells him that she wants to be with him. I want to fight for you. And this was like a wake up call, and Chris is a little, and I get it. Chris is a little bit like, I don't know if I want it to be like this though. Like, it took a wake up call for you to realize that.
I know.
This was a very like
real conversation.
Like, it definitely feels very real relationship-y. Mm-hmm. In between this, we have Nicole's song to Clay, which I do not want to ignore.
Oh my God. I almost completely forgot about it until you brought it up. Now, this is the thing. Okay, it was cute, goofy, silly, ridiculous, whatever. I will say that if I was Nicole, like, Clay's response, those are the kind of responses that kind of bum me out, where I'm kind of like, Clay's just like, aw, that was so cute. Like, you're so cute. I kind of want a guy who's going to be like, yes, like, look at you being all sexy. Like, I don't know, play into it a little more.
I get that. But to Clay's, on Clay's side, the way that she was doing it, and, you know, cute song. I think it's adorable that she went for it. But she was, like, clearly so awkward, because every time she'd say a line, she'd, like, fall on top of him somehow. And she was, like, literally like, jumping on top of him. Because, you know, when you move because you're nervous,
yes.
That, like, I know if someone would be like playing an original song for me and was clearly nervous, I'd get so nervous. Totally. And I'd be kind of like, yeah, it's so great. I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be like, yeah, boy, get into it, sing it. Like, I wish I was a little more wired that way. But when someone's awkward, I get awkward. And I kind of felt that moment a little bit.
I don't know if I would have done like, any Nicole, better either.
You know what I mean? Like, if some guy was, like, kept jumping on top of you and be like, your booty is turning me tutti frutti, but, like, he's nervous.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to, like, feed into it and just start, like, yeah, no.
And it was cute, though, because she was just like, I know you've been wanting me to sing for you, so I wrote you an original song.
I know,
and I was like, wait,
like,
for karaoke, please.
I know she's like not the best, but I have to say her performance was far better in all aspects than any of Jed's ever.
Oh, absolutely. And she actually could hear that she has a good voice.
Yes. You know? Yes. It was cute.
It was very cute.
I am just like dying to, when can we talk about, we need to start talking about the Christian and Demi stuff.
Let's get into it, baby.
Are we there? Uh-huh. Have we missed anything else? Are we there?
Mm-hmm. We're there. I think literally the only thing that I wanted to say was Sydney and Mike seem to be actually having a fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We haven't seen any of it,
but like in the background, all of a sudden you'll see them laughing and like getting cute together. And yeah. I've been noticing in a few scenes, all of a sudden I'll look and see the background and be like, oh, they're kind of like
having fun.
They're frolicking a little bit.
Cartwheels, like, and stuff. Yeah. It doesn't seem like they're having a good time.
Even if like maybe there's no love there, like they seem like they're enjoying themselves. So been a little busy lately. No easy transition to that. It's just true. I've been a little busy lately. Honestly, one of my least favorite things to do when I'm strapped for time is go to the grocery store. Oh my goodness. It takes 15 minutes to find parking where we live and maybe 15 minutes worth of a line at checkout while my precious daughter is having a hyperactive meltdown in the cart. It's one of my biggest sources of anxiety, which is why I live by Instacart.
Instacart has groceries delivered in as fast as 1 hour or a time that works with your schedule. Instacart's available at your favorite stores like Safeway, Sprouts, Costco, CVS, Petco, and much more. Get the app or go to instacart.com and shop the groceries you need from your favorite local retailers. Your shopper gathers your groceries with care by selecting excellent produce and contacting you if necessary. And again, your groceries will arrive in as little as 1 hour or at a time you select, keeping hot items hot and cold items cold. If you're like cooking too, it's amazing. You can get all your ingredients in,
an hour. It's incredible.
You know, if you want to make something for dinner that night.
I swear on my life, I have gone to the grocery store once since I discovered Instacart. Yeah. And that was just for a fun little pleasure moment with my daughter to shop for a cute little snack for her school. So other than that, been going full Instacart. There's no stress, no hassle. I have been able to use the free moments to spend time with her instead of running around at the grocery store or pet store. Instead, we walk the dog, we paint together, we read. It's beautiful. Try Instacart and get $10 off your first order. To get this limited time offer, go to instacart.com or download the mobile app and enter our promo code CHATTY at checkout. That's $10 off your first order today at instacart.com or go through the mobile app, and don't forget to enter our code CHATTY. Instacart.com through the mobile app with my code CHATTY at checkout.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. So let's talk Christian and Demi, baby.
And Derek.
And Derek. Oh Lord. So Chris Harrison's
round two.
Here we go. Chris Harrison's back. He's stealing Demi. Said he's heard a lot about their conversation and that they've come to the decision that we're going to put you in the best position for you and also make amazing television.
This is what was really interesting to me.
Tell me.
So when Christian like showed up and everything, it seemed like Demi was surprised, kind of. And I feel like there's still people arguing that, like, it wasn't planned.
So, it's come out that it's a fact that it was.
Oh, has it?
I was reading numerous articles. Like, I'm talking, like, in Newsweek, People, all that now.
Oh.
So, basically, it's officially come out that the Bachelor producers asked Demi before the season, is it okay? Or, you know what? Maybe it was even during the season. But they asked Demi ahead of time. Yeah. It wasn't specific about that, though.
Well, so and also, like I've said before, producers know 100% what's going on in your love life. You know, you're telling them who you're dating, what's going
on. But regardless if it was before or after, they did ask Demi beforehand, is it all right if we invite Christian? And then she said yes. And then they asked Christian, and Christian came on. So Demi knew that Christian was coming on. Now, she didn't know when.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there were, you know, because she did, like you said, she did seem genuinely surprised when she showed up, even though I'd think that, like, if she knew what was going on when Chris Harrison is pulling her aside.
Yeah, because she also took Derek aside after, and she said, it's interesting because, like, Chris said that he was bringing her on, but then Demi said to Derek, like, she's here because I wanted her here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so yeah, obviously. Yeah,
exactly.
She was coming.
And then also,
which is weird though that she said that, because we didn't see any conversation of them like deciding it. Like,
no,
they totally posed it on the show as if it was some like surprise.
You're totally right. Yeah, and I think too, I think it was the People article or something that said that Demi specifically wanted to use this as her platform, as her like coming out as being fluid, which I think is awesome. And again, I don't think that just the way that Bachelor Nation is currently set up, that it would have necessarily organically happened. So,
yeah, but this is my qualms with the situation. I actually think it's super positive that so many viewers are going to be kind of forced into watching this, this, you know, loving lesbian relationship. The issue that I have is the whole situation was just fucked up. Like,
yes.
Derek got 100% used and, like, totally fucked over in this situation.
I felt absolutely horrible for Derek. And especially because he handled it better than I'm pretty sure anyone else would have handled it.
I know. And I do think Demi did have real feelings for him, like I said.
I completely agree. Yeah.
However, just in the way that she would talk about him, even when she was into him, I would bet my life that the entire time, from the first to the last time she made out with Derek, she knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah.
In the sense of, like, she knew that Christian was her girl from
which would make sense why she was having so many emotional breakdowns and was feeling so up and down, because I'm sure her anxiety was through the roof, knowing that her girl's going to be showing up, who she is in love with, and they had probably talked about it beforehand.
Definitely.
And here she is now in this situation where she actually is like having feelings for someone else, and like, what a crazy nightmare is that, where you're like, oh, I'm gonna go on and we're gonna have like a, I'm gonna then intro you in some way into the show, but oh, turns out I also found a guy and the guy is so loving about it. Like, so it's not even like you can paint him out to be an asshole.
This is what was kind of fucked about the situation for me, because, you know, Chris is having this, Chris Harrison's sitting down having this conversation with Demi, and Demi's like, she's basically like, she's perfect. We're perfect with each other. It's wonderful. And it's like the whole time you're just like, then why are you here? You know?
Yeah.
Like, then it's obvious, like, yes, you could say it's a platform and all of that. I mean, she already has a platform of already a million people. It's like, I don't know. There's something that just, that irritates me, where it's like, okay, but you like, don't, I know you have to do it for the show, but it's like, don't pretend like you're just here to like explore your options and you wanted to test your relationship with Christian. Like, that's just not true.
Yeah.
Like, you're here for like the, to be on TV and, well, for the clout.
I guess for me, like, there is a part of me that is still open to the idea that maybe she did want to test certain things, and like, she did really like her, but also was like, I don't know, and was still interested because she'd, you know, was probably offered paradise before she ever met Christian, so she had been processing it and thinking about, is this,
there's photos of them together in March, that's while the show is, that's while, that's like when the beginning, like, but the don't Bachelor
think,
was still
but
airing.
Don't you think she knew? I mean, when she was on Colton season, she knew she was the villain.
Knew she was going on Paradise.
But she
knew
that she was going to go on Paradise. What I'm saying, so you're already processing it and thinking, like, I want to do this. And then you happen to meet someone who's kind of like you and Gray.
Yeah.
Like, you meet someone who you are, like, you really fall for, but you're still kind of like, yeah, but I am interested in maybe going on. I'm curious. Like, obviously it's good for my career, but I'm also curious to go on.
Maybe,
like,
that's why
know.
I'm judging, is because I like ultimately decided, maybe I'm coming from a little bit of a place. It's like, actually, pregnancy aside, I decided even before I got pregnant that I didn't want to like put him in that position to be like,
no, I remember that,
kind of humiliated. Yeah. And I guess that's just sort of what, well, and I also gathered from her conversation with Christian, though, it very much seemed like, you could argue that maybe, yeah, she didn't want to explore, but I was reading between the lines in her conversation with Christian, and it very much seemed like what Christian was saying is like, look, I know you wanted to do the show, but like, we kind of agreed that it was us.
Yeah. No, Christian definitely seemed thrown off when Demi tell her about Derek.
Right, because Christian was like, you said you were going to have to go on dates. And what I was hearing was like, I knew you were going to make out with some people, but I didn't know you were actually going to have any kind of intimate relationship with someone, like, emotionally or any kind of connection. Yes.
And then later on in Demi and Christian's date, when Christian's like, you walked away and I had like a meltdown because I'm here processing all of this, and this is a little shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, like you said, like, she knew Demi was going on Paradise. They talked about that. She says later at their date that she was supportive of Demi going on Paradise.
Yeah.
So again, yeah, it was probably one of those things that's like, yeah, either this is going to be good for the career, or it's going to be, you know, good for you to explore, whatever. But she was,
I don't think,
very shaken up.
That's my thing. I don't think there was really conversation about exploring.
Yeah.
It didn't seem that way.
No, it did. She seemed like genuinely shocked. Can we talk for a second though about when Christian first walked through the door, regardless of how you feel about it?
Oh,
when Christian first walked through the door,
it's obvious that they definitely, it's obvious. And it's been obvious since the minute that Demi started talking about her, that her and Christian have like a special relationship.
Well,
with each other.
You see Demi, like, even in this season, or in the season of Paradise, softening so much.
Totally.
And when she sees Christian, like, I got a little teary. Like, their reunion together, it was like, these two are like over the moon for each other.
Totally.
And she feels so comfortable with her, and it was like her home came back. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But meantime, oh my God, Derek.
I think that's what really got me though, too, is it's like, this is a real relationship. Oh, man, Derek got thrown. I was surprised. I didn't think Derek liked Demi as much as it seemed on this season. I mean, on this episode. I was kind of like, I think Derek's like, it's convenient for him.
He was devastated.
And I...
he was absolutely devastated.
Because I was kind of like, I was thinking about it before. I was like, this situation's kind of fucked up. But like, Derek doesn't seem to actually care. You know, I was like, you know, it's actually going to work out pretty well because like Demi obviously has her girl. Like uh-huh. Derek is just kind of like with Demi because they're just like, have fun making out. And then this episode, I got thrown for a fucking loop.
So when she goes and talks.
Again, though, I love the way Derek handles it because he's like.
Derek handles it. Can we give the man every standing ovation ever in this situation? Straight up.
But also just like what I talked about before, Derek is like, seems like the least biphobic person out of everyone. Because he's like, I don't give a fuck if Demi is dating a man or a woman. It just hurts me that she's with someone else.
Yes. He was fantastic through the entire thing. He also, the way he handled it too, like he made it very clear to her. It wasn't like he was just like, oh, it's okay, bye. He made it very clear to her that he was devastated. And he asked her if he, you know, now this is a situation where I find it okay and appropriate for him to ask
for closure.
Can I ask? They're in the moment. He's saying, okay, we literally had a conversation less than a day ago about this. Now I'm asking.
This like, got flipped. I mean, he got flipped. It was on literally his head, like
less than a day ago. She communicated with him that she's stressed and feeling in between. And he kind of like, they reaffirmed that they're still moving forward together in a non-serious way. Like they're just learning about each other. And then all of a sudden she comes down and is like, Christian's here, we're together now.
We're done.
This is
you
appropriate. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, his legs were just cut out from underneath him. Yeah. So this is appropriate for him to be like, is there something I did in the past day that like really made this very easy for you all of a sudden? Like
I think he does have a right to ask some questions, and I think yeah. he probably has a lot of them too, because also the first, I don't know, what week of their relationship, he didn't really know what he was getting himself into.
No, not at all. And yeah, so when he's having the conversation with her, he just, oh my God, when he's talking about like, it's just going to be hard to see you guys like connecting and kissing.
So that was actually what really got me, because I sort of forgot. And then I was like, oh my God, Derek is like, this girl is.
Yes, she's joining paradise now and he's going to have to watch. And of course they're going to be celebrated because they're both being like super brave for doing yeah. this on screen, and everyone's super happy for Demi and proud of her. And he's kind of like getting left in the dust.
Well, and Derek, I'm sure what I would be biting my fucking tongue if I was him the whole time is you want to be like, you weren't honest about like that you were dating someone and you wanted to keep dating this person and they're here now. Like right? that has
well,
got to be.
She came down and was like, well, what was it? Yeah, the day before where she was like, it's more serious than I let on. And now she's here. It's like every conversation just gets more intense. Pandora's box is just like, there's another box inside, another box inside, another box inside. And you're like, oh my goodness.
And Derek's like, and now I'm alone.
Yeah, exactly. Again. And oh my goodness. And he's just so, so devastated.
Oh, and not to mention, this is hilarious. Blake has no, some of the people have zero idea what's going on.
Oh, when they walk
on.
In. Oh, before that though, before the conversation. They walk in. And I also wanted to say too, that he, when they are ending it, he says, that he would love to have a conversation yes. with Christian beforehand. And, Demi's very open to that and she's fine. And then he says at the end of his Demi and Derek's conversation, he says, if this is what makes you happy, you're making the right decision. So well, like he asked the questions, he was sad, and then he affirmed her at the end.
Well, even in his interview, I wanted to die because he was like, I'm having a hard time. And then he was like, no, she must be having a harder time than I am. And I was just like, you are too good of a guy right now. Like, and I can't handle it.
From what we are seeing, this is like a realized human being. Like, my goodness.
Seriously. How old is he? 30?
He's 30.
Okay.
Yeah. I think maybe he's 32.
Who's going to hop on
Maybe he's 32.
Him?
I know, seriously.
Well, I'll tell you what. If he doesn't find anyone in paradise, I'm sure he'll find himself a great gal because everyone's going to be drooling all over
seriously.
Him
seriously. Well, everyone was drooling all over him. I remember with the whole last year with him and Taylor? And people were like, a couple years ago, and everyone was like, ooh, my goodness. Like, look at him. But he was like wifed up. So
I did not understand either.
Me either.
We didn't get to really
nope,
see him
nope,
be the shining
nope.
knight
and
that
now
he is.
I get it now. Yep. So he ends up having a conversation. All right,
now this is where I was like, Derek, this was unnecessary, and I don't know why you're putting yourself or us through this, because now we have to witness this incredibly awkward conversation. And also, Christian virtually has no idea who he is either.
No idea.
So she's like, oh, I have to fucking talk to this dude who was with my girl for the past two weeks. Like,
both. It was the most uncomfortable, like, divorced parent situation that has ever occurred.
Well, and it also seemed like Christian kind of thought that Derek was going to try to, like, talk Christian out of something, because Christian was definitely sort of in this defense mode where she was like, I think we can both agree we want what's best for Demi.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I will say, if I was in Christian's situation, I would be like, some dude's coming to come talk to me. Clearly, he's going to try to manipulate the situation or, like, pull
her away. Absolutely. And also, like, who is this fucking guy?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. The whole thing was so uncomfortable.
I also didn't know why Derek wanted to have the... I mean, I do kind of get it, but I'm also like, what did you gain from that?
Now, I wanted to die during it because it was so uncomfortable, but I thought that it was so good because it's basically what we've been talking about this whole time.
Clearing
Derek's communication. Water. Communication. It's like, this is the most uncomfortable thing ever in the moment.
That's true.
But he did not, and he said afterwards, which literally broke my heart into a million billion pieces, was when he said that he did not want to sit and talk with Christian for him. He wanted to do it with Demi because he's like, I bet she feels so uncomfortable, and I just wanted to make it, like, clear for her that Christian and I are okay.
You know what, too? And I was thinking, the way that I was thinking about it, like a normal breakup where you part your separate ways. But I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, duh. They're all three going to be stuck on a beach together. So it's not like he can just pretend Christian doesn't exist. Like, it's better to acknowledge it, face each other face to face, be like, we're good. We're okay.
The maturity. The strength.
But his speech, man, was fucking sad. He's like, am I just going to be the guy that keeps helping everyone? Like,
oh my God. I couldn't. I literally was in a puddle and I just was like, give me like a sad blanket to hold on to and cry on, because I can't do this episode anymore. It's killing me. But then at the same time, you know, you're seeing like, it's hard because then you see like this clear, like, beautiful love between Christian and Demi.
Yeah.
So it was like my heart was all over the map.
What do you think about Christian? Oh my God. Christian is lesbian Hannah G.
You're so right. As soon as you said that, I was like, oh,
she looks so much like Hannah G. Watch the scene when they're having dinner together, and like, watch even some of her facial expressions and the way she opens her eyes.
Like, unreal.
It's so bizarre.
It's so spot on.
But I think I like Christian.
I like her too.
I think she's a really good, like, oh my God, you pointed it out and it was so cute. In their conversation, Demi's like, I want to be like you.
And she goes, I don't want to be like anybody, but I want to be like you.
I didn't even catch the first half of that. I don't want to be like anybody. I want to be like you.
I mean, when I'm watching them together, it makes so much sense to me that they'd like each other, but also that it would really work.
Totally.
Because Christian has this like very calming presence.
Maybe a little bit too much, to the point where I was like, you need to have some cadence.
Like, let's go.
Some variety in
your
cadence. But
like, for someone like Demi, who clearly is just a little like a wildfire bouncing all over the place, I'm sure she's just like this steady, consistent being.
I also
for her.
Loved the way Christian was like, and I was joking around with Jess, I was like, Dylan needs to take some notes, because during their conversation at dinner, Christian was basically like, look, I'm not here to fuck around, okay? So if you're not going to make your mind up, and if you're going to like play games with me, I'm not here for it. Yes. While at the same time being like, I love you, and I want, like, I'm fully in, but look, if you're going to play with my heart, I'm not having it.
It was a very beautiful example of being able to love someone and yourself equally.
Totally.
Protecting yourself. For
having
also
respect
putting yourself
for yourself
out there.
And having a lot of respect for another and love for another person.
Yep. It was like, again, there was this piece of my heart that was like floating off with Derek, and I'm like, oh my God, poor Derek. But watching them at dinner, and it was, I don't know. You know what? I literally was like cheersing alone watching it, being like, this is Bachelor history right now. This is like very intense.
True.
This is, and there has never so been natural. It felt, and that was what I really appreciated about it. And that's where part of me wonders if, as much as like, yes, it was produced and concocted to a certain level and it hurt somebody and that bums me out. But like, I feel like it was maybe so beautiful for people who are maybe homophobic to be watching this really natural, beautiful relationship. Not this, like, because you watch some of the other relationships on this show and there's awkward dates like the Mike and Kaylin date, and it's kind of like, do they really, like, where you're watching a beautiful picture of like two women who clearly are in love with each other. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was so undeniable regardless of what you believe. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just was like, I don't know, my heart was full.
Yeah,
but also sad for Derek.
Yeah, I think it's also the skeptic in me too that was just kind of like, not the skeptic, but I'm just kind of like, but why are you guys now gonna?
I know, but now it's like, we're gonna stay here now. Why are you guys,
like, Debbie's like, this is a beautiful place for a really, and I'm like, okay.
Maybe now they're just here and they're going to be floating around. They're going to be the cute couple who are just normalizing bisexuality and like popping in and out and like, you know.
Which, you know, in some of the seasons, like I'm thinking about Jade and Tanner in one of the past seasons, it was like they were a couple from day one and there was kind of no drama to come in between them. And they mm-hmm. just kind of were like in the back on a chair, like yeah. most of the time, you know.
And like with Demi's personality, they'll be in and out a lot and you'll be seeing them, I feel like, a good amount.
I am really interested to see them interact more because... Yeah, their dynamic's really interesting. Like, Christian's a very different person. And I'm also interested to see how Christian interacts with everyone, too. I'm like, is Christian going to get in with the drama of all these people she doesn't know? You know? Like, Christian's going to go confront Blake or some shit like that? Like,
oh, my God, I hope so. If I was Demi's girlfriend, I'd be like, put me in, coach. I'd go down and just start shit, just be causing fires all over the place.
Actually, you can go home, sweetie. I'm here to wreck shit and burn this island to the ground. She doesn't know anyone's name. She's just like, you with the brown hair. Come here.
Oh my God. Putting everybody in their place. You and your fucking drama. Seriously? Like, Blake, get your shit together, dude. You're not that great.
Typical. Typical.
Oh my God, honestly, I will live if she starts getting involved in the drama. It'll kill me.
So funny.
So yeah, it was a nice ending. It was a nice way to end it because it was a kind of heavy, intense episode. There was a lot, like there wasn't any like lightheartedness really going on. Except the moment when Demi brings Christian down and Blake's clearly the only person who does not know that Demi is fluid. Demi's just like, or Blake's just like,
it's like, who is this chick?
Demi's just bringing this girl down. It's like, is she joining us? Like, does she have a date card for me? Like, I'm sure she's interested in me like everybody else, right?
Oh my God.
But we do get a fun little peek into next week. And I am, as we discussed earlier, actually horrified. I'm so nervous. All of the shenanigans that JPJ is getting in, I sure hope that he does not hurt our sweet queen. And also, it looks as if Dean and Kaylin might be hitting some bumps in the road.
Yeah, I have no idea what that's about.
Yeah. I don't know if there's new peoples coming in or if Dean starts chatting up with Caitlin or what's, or Jen.
Interesting.
You know, even though he says, I'm not going to accept a date card from Jen, let's just say Chris goes back to Katie. And then Jen's just kind of floating around and her and Dean are talking a lot. And Caitlin's just like, and then we see that
I'm excited.
Chris Harrison is changing the rules right before the rose ceremony.
Do you think he's going to like switch up the power?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, psych, actually, the women get roses again.
That's
this
a good
week.
One. Or all of a sudden he just goes like, now it's time to start the Hunger Games. And
he's like, actually, now I pair each of you. You're gone, you're gone, you're gone.
He's like, actually, it's time to bring out the 5,000 Aztec warriors. Now you must all fight to the death.
Actually, you guys didn't realize, but you signed contracts meaning you stay here forever.
I'm waiting for the day.
We will be filming you for the next 8 years. Good luck.
I am waiting for the day. Oh my God. Actually, that just like sent a tremor down my body. That feels like something that could like so happen in the future.
Dude, what if they have like what if they have like Truman Show where people have to stay on set for literally 5 years?
They trap them. It's like full like legal kidnapping because they have signed their life away and they don't realize.
Where they're like starting families, like they're, like literally like Truman Show. This is the next big reality TV show. Where it's a small community, like Bachelor in Paradise, and there's like a hospital and everything, you know, like people, like people get pregnant there, give birth there, like die there, everything.
Oh my God. You're right. I mean,
and the seasons go on for like 10 years as people like die or
that
born.
That feels like it's right around the corner.
Right?
Like give it 5 years and
wait,
we're there.
Wait until I produce it and fund it and cast it.
Produce and it. I'm the queen. I rule parliament.
I'm the mayor of this
small community.
This small community that I will start. TVville.
The money is just your face on it. You're just everywhere. Statues of you in the town square.
Wow, how do I make this happen?
We're gonna get working on it. We're gonna get rolling on it.
Anything else last minute?
Oh, I don't know. Just the very end when they were talking about, you know, Nelson Mandela.
I can't. No comment. Who the fuck doesn't know who Nelson Mandela is?
You know, I really don't know. I really don't know.
You knew who Nelson Mandela was, right? I'm fucking with you.
I thought you were being serious for a second, and I was like, I've never been so offended in my life.
I'm actually obsessed with that she is like Willie Nelson immediately when he's like smokes a lot of weed country singer.
Oh no. Well, the fact that he goes right away, Wells says South African apartheid, and Demi goes, come on, Wells. Like, you know better than to ask me that. And then he's like, Denzel played him in a movie about the South African apartheid. Like,
now I will say, Demi does tend to get on my nerves, but I actually just had an instant realization that if Demi was to come to my house and we were just to get really high and play board games, she would probably be my favorite person ever.
Yes. Welcome. You've joined our tribe.
In those specific circumstances only.
Oh, you have to be high and you have
no,
to be...
No, actually, I specifically thought about how much fun she would be to be around high. Because I kind of love when people do, like, the high dumb person stuff.
Right.
And we're just, like, laughing at nothing for 3 hours.
I want to get ready with Demi, have some champagne.
A little Coke.
Get our sure.
Some champagne, a little bump here, a little bump there. And get our glam on together.
And then after those things, go out to like a club. Like, I think that she would just be the most fun to do that with. Get your glam on and then just feel like a powerful woman stomping around town in my heels.
Totally.
You know?
Totally. You didn't end up meeting her at DragCon, did you?
I didn't. We missed each other by like an hour. I was very depressed about it.
Trage.
She'll come on the show eventually. I believe it.
What if she doesn't like me now because she's listened to the episodes where I'm...
I feel like Demi is the type of person who would like you regardless. Like, it would kind of just be like, yeah, I feel like she would look at you and be like, fuck you, but then she'd laugh about it.
I don't know. I replied to her stories twice and she left me unseen.
Ooh. Really?
Yes, that's why I was kind of like, oh, maybe I was like, just...
Really?
Yeah.
That's the tea, huh? That's the tea.
Okay, we'll talk to you broads next week.
Chat soon.
Chat soon. Bye.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.